On the last couple of Sundays of every church year, we have these readings about the end times, about that future fullness of the reign of God. It's already ushered in, but the fullness still awaits us. And these readings are put in the Bible, usually spoken to people who are oppressed on the underside of things, the marginalized, the outsider, those who are oppressed. And so it's a promise of vindication. Job says, I know that my vindicator lives, and I shall live with him. And in the prophet Daniel that we just heard, he predicts that Michael, the great prince, of course, that's Michael the archangel. Vindication doesn't come biblically from human effort. It always comes from God. God is the ultimate judge, not us. And God is the one who can vindicate us in a way that we can't vindicate ourselves. Vindication, so often in history, is vengeance. One side is oppressed by the other, but when the other gets in charge, they oppress the other side just as badly as they had been oppressed themselves. It just goes back and forth. It's a never-ending cycle of violence and retribution. But that's not what God means by vindication. What God means by vindication is shown by Jesus hanging on the cross, absorbing that violence, absorbing that hatred, that hurt, and not retaliating. Like a sponge, he just soaks it up so that it doesn't get passed on to the next generation. Sin is division, and vengeance is division between the two sides or the multiple sides. Jesus takes away sin once and for all. We've been reading for the last 5 or 6 weeks in our middle reading from the book of the letter to the Hebrews. And one of the points in that letter is that the old priests, the Levitical priests, they had to offer sacrifice for sin over and over again because they themselves were sinners, and so they had to offer it for themselves as well as for others. And it just had to keep repeating over and over again. But Jesus is the great high priest, and his offering is once and for all. And one of the reasons it's once and for all is because it isn't outside of himself, some cereal offering, some incense offering, or some blood offering. It's his own blood. It's his own body. And God offers his own body for us. That's what vindication looks like in God's mind. In the gospel, Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Jesus is the Word of God. He is the physical human expression of who God is. And it looks like the one who absorbs, the one who doesn't pass it on, the one who doesn't retaliate. This is what our hope is based on. Our hope is based on the fact that we ourselves are sinners, and we know the sin of the world. We know about all the injustices. We know about the wars and insurrections. We know about the oppression and the economic violence and all that sort of thing. And sometimes it can just seem so overwhelming. But we Christians are the ones who hope in the long picture of things. One of the reasons the church gives us these readings about the end times, and one of the reasons that Mass is always hearkening to the end too, you know, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. It's the Last Supper, it's this Mass, but it's also the future realized kingdom. It's the heavenly banquet tasted in advance here in the Eucharist. We're always facing east, you know, that Christian tradition of facing the rising sun in the expectation and the longing, but also the hope that Christ is going to come again up over the eastern horizon, just like the S-U-N. And so all of our prayer is done in hope, facing east. And of course, the altar is east. The altar is the symbol of the realized kingdom. This is the heavenly banquet that we're going to foretaste here in a few minutes. So our prayer is always to Christ. It's always to the East. Our prayer is filled with hope because it's not based on human effort, which is always going to fail us. It's based on divine effort. And so there's something about salvation, something about the recreation of the earth and the heavens, which are going to pass away in the way that we know them, but they're constantly being recreated by this great return. Again, the letter to the Hebrews this morning says that Christ must put all of his enemies under his feet, that he must make them his footstool. And the enemies of Christ are sin and division and death. And Christ is in the process of putting those under his feet. He's gradually assuming everything in creation unto himself and returning it to the Father. In this great return, the great response to the gift of life and love that comes out of God. And we are drawn up into that. And that's what our hope is based on. Not in our own ability to save ourselves, but drawn up into Christ and allowing ourselves to be swept in that stream of the great return. That's what our hope is based on. And that's the longer picture. St. Paul says, hope isn't hope unless the situation is hopeless. And our situation, if we're relying on human effort, our situation is hopeless. It's never going to happen. But God is the great vindicator. God is the one who, in the end, is going to vindicate the just. There's a great scene in Woody Allen's movie Annie Hall. They're standing in a movie line, and they get into a conversation with somebody else in line about the meaning of another movie. And so Woody and this other guy disagree with each other. And they're sort of at a standstill. And then the director of that other movie steps up and says to Woody, "You are absolutely right in your interpretation of this movie. That's exactly what I meant." And he turns to the other guy and says, "And you're an idiot." And Woody turns to the camera and says, "Don't you wish it could always be like that?" Haven't we all felt at some time that we wish God could step up and say, "You're right and you're wrong"? Never going to happen, except at the end. And that's part of our hope too. You know, at the end, when God, the great judge, separates the good from the bad, the truth from the falsehood, we're going to be vindicated. If we're right, we're going to be vindicated. And those who are the underdogs, the oppressed, the victims, they're going to be vindicated by the vindicator who can really relieve their suffering forever. That's our hope. That's what we're celebrating every time we celebrate Eucharist. We're looking east. We're filled with the salvation that comes from God, and we glory in it, and we take it into ourselves, but we also join with it by laying our lives down too, by becoming sponges ourselves, by not passing on the hurts, but just absorbing them and handing them over to God, who can vindicate them in ways that we can't.